Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, Big Z here. Oh boy. End of the year coming up. New Year's Day, we have Lions football. What a way to wake up. Everybody on New Year's Eve, have a good time. Maybe you're going to carry those good times all the way to kickoff on the next day. I don't know. Us on drinking Blue Kool-Aid here, we might be doing that. But on this episode, we have a really, really special guest, a guy I've wanted to head on for a long time. I'll just spoil it for you now. It's my father, Bear fan Dan. He wants to go by. I think you'll really enjoy this segment. You'll learn maybe see a little more into that relationship. I've got a Packer wife, Bear fan dad. So we'll see it in that. He enters the Lions end. So if you like that segment, check that out. Otherwise, at the end of the podcast, we have our predictions, our world-famous predictions. The Lions need two wins, need a win out, have a good chance in the playoffs. So still lots more to look forward to in this season with 2 weeks remaining. So sit back, relax, grab your Kool-Aid. It's time for the pod. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. And we are recording this on December 28th, getting ready for the upcoming game at home against the Bears. So we have a lot to talk about previewing that game as the Lions are still trying to make the playoffs. We have a special guest. We'll get into that in a moment, entering the Lions Den. But before we do, let's get around and introduce the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the other two. So we got Rud Dog.
Yo.
And then we got UJ.
Happy New Year, Lions fans.
All right. So the Lions, as I look it up right now, I'm going to go to the I lost it when I transferred screens here. I'm just looking up the live line. But the Lions are 6-point favorites at home. This is, of course, a 1 o'clock Eastern noon kickoff, just like every other game this year. And the over-under is 52. So another high-scoring affair there. Back at Ford Field, and I think that favors the Lions. Jared Goff and the Lions offense has been red hot at home, especially compared to their road performance on offense. So a lot to look forward to there. But before we get to enter the Lions, then just that we've gotten away from that Panthers game, UJ, how do you feel coming into this week with 2 weeks left, kind of where the Lions sit in the playoff race? Just how are you feeling right now? Just your emotions.
I feel okay. The key to this game is Campbell getting their minds on track again after a letdown like that. Let them know it's not the end of the world. You know, this kind of stuff happens, and get back on the horse again. So if we can do that, I think we'll be perfectly fine against this Bears team. It scares me. The only thing that scares me slightly about this game is that the Bears have literally nothing to lose. Teams like that can be dangerous, as you saw we were last year at the end of the season, and no one wanted to play us either. So just from that aspect, the Lions do have to keep their guard up, but I do like them this week at home, little home cooking, little golf going, tearing it up. It's going to be great. I think we're going to be okay.
And you, Rud Dog?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a dangerous team, no doubt. Every team's dangerous in the league, but they got a couple weapons, mainly one in that Fields guy. But other than that, I feel like as long as we play the complete football we were before last week, I'm not too worried about it.
All right.
He's got all the tools to beat anybody.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And we'll get into that a little more, and we'll get into our predictions at the end of the episode. But right now, I want to dive right into it since our guest is waiting. And we've waited a long time for him to come on the podcast. I don't know what up. We're in the 200 somewhere in the podcast realm, but he has yet to come on. He is entering the Lions for the first time, and I don't know if he'll escape with his life. We'll find out at the end. But
he has no idea what he's getting.
Air fan Dan, aka Big Z, me, Big Z's father. So, yes, that is right. Bear fan, and welcome to the podcast, Dad.
Oh boy!
Thanks, guys, for having me in. Thanks, guys. You know, this is a big matchup here for the Lions. Probably their biggest game in 10 years.
I don't know about 10 years.
That'd be a slight exaggeration.
Yeah,
we get the point.
When was the last time they were in the playoffs? 2014 or?
Oh God, you're right. It might actually be about 10 years.
Yeah, right.
It's like 9 years. Come on, it's 9.
I mean,
oh man,
you realize since 2018, the Bears are 7-2 against the Lions.
Well, that was the Patricia era where they went 6-0. So
yeah, it doesn't matter. There's still the Lions and the Bears. You know, I mean, the Bears have been bad too. You know, I mean, during that era, the Matt Nagy era, it's terrible. You know.
Yeah, but you don't have Trubisky anymore. That's a big. Yeah.
2017, we lost to Seattle in the wild card.
That's certainly an imbalance I think we would like to remedy starting this week.
So
you know, the Bears beat the Lions in Detroit the last 4 years. Granted, they're a little different team right now. They're a little different team right now, and the Bears are a little different team, you know. But, I mean, the Bears went through some down years there. I mean, in the Matt Nagy era, I mean, the last 2 years basically were a waste, you know. So, but I mean, the Lions have struggled, no doubt. I mean, against the world, not only just the Bears, but
all right. Dan's just coming in here throwing haymakers. I think we need to get let's turn this tables a little bit here, Dan. Why are you a Bears fan? Let's start there.
Yeah, why are
that's
you?
That's a good question.
Well,
yeah. The first question we ask
the question is, how are you, Chicago guys? The most loyal Lions fans I've ever met in my life.
No. We'll answer
no, you
that
can't turn it on us.
This, first.
We're not in the Bears.
Well, this is my hometown team. This is my hometown team. You know, I did some checking earlier, just some quick checking. You know, the Bears and the Lions have played for the last 93 years, every year.
Yeah.
Every year. Awesome.
Do you know what the overall record Lions versus the Bears are? I mean, two of the charter franchises of the NFL. You guys know what the
record is? We don't need to know that.
The overall record?
I want to know.
Simple Google search. But, I mean, the Bears are 104. The Lions are 76 and 5 tied.
I believe the Bears are the second most wins over, like, one franchise. Like, I believe Washington over the Giants is the only other most wins over another franchise that was just broken this year. That's how I'm familiar with that record, unfortunately. Yeah.
We're about to see a 70-game swing here, Dan.
I can reasonably predict that 50 years from now, those numbers are going to be much more in our favor now. So, there.
What, like you know, 150?
Wait, I got a question for my dad. So, Dad, you give us a bunch of crap for being Lions fans all the time, but how did you let me become a Lions fan?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
What happened?
I tried to make you grow up and make your own decisions in life, and clearly I realize that's a mistake right now. But you know, it's hard to go back on that, right?
I think it was a success.
I'll never let UJ own up to it, but he's a bad influence in your life too. If there's any way we could stop him from coming to the family parties, he'd be out. So I love him too much, so that can't happen.
Oh, boy. Oh man.
But it's a fun. Hey, we have a fun Thanksgiving. You know what? There's nothing more fun than the Lions guys coming every year for Thanksgiving and seeing them go home about 3 o'clock and with their tails between their legs. You know.
No, jeez. All right. I mean, so this Bears team, they're trying to lose this game, right? They have the top two pick right now. They could potentially get the number one pick if the Texans win in the last two games. And they're looking at either Will Anderson or they can trade back and get a bunch of draft capital they desperately need. What do you think there?
I think that's the plan, right? Get a high pick and then trade out of it, you know, so you get more picks. Although I don't understand what they're doing really with the Chase Claypool deal. I thought they were really on track and had a good plan. And then they throw a second round pick out for a guy that's probably going to get cut by the Steelers anyways. I didn't understand that. So it makes you really worry about the direction that the Bears are headed in. But, you know, the Lions, you got to give them a lot of credit. The way they're rebuilding their franchise here. I mean, I wasn't a big Dan Campbell fan from the start. But, you know, you hear a lot of good things about how he keeps the locker room together. And he's got these guys playing hard, you know. I mean, you know, it's pro ball. It's NFL ball. You're going to have letdowns like they had in Carolina last week. Me and UJ were talking about it. You know, you could just see it coming against Carolina, the letdown, you know. And on the road, they're a totally different team. That's the thing I think if you guys as Lions fans, you need to be worried about is the week 18 against Green Bay because, you know, you should beat the Bears this week. And then it's going to come down to that Green Bay game outdoors and the Lions away from home, you know.
Slick move there, Dan, trying to make us look past the Bears. We're not going to let it happen. We're going to take you guys down. No, but I got a question about what you think about the future. Do you think Fields survives long enough to be good in this league?
I don't understand why they keep running them and stuff like that.
Especially
last week, I didn't think they'd have them running. This week, you know how many yards he had rushing against the Lions the first time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a ton.
147.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They had 420-something yards of offense. I mean, but to the Lions' credit, they had 21 points in the fourth quarter to pull out that win.
Yeah.
And it was a Santos missed extra point that gave it to him, you know?
Right.
So. I mean, I think this game is going to be a lot of the same, a lot of high scoring. I mean, I don't think the Bears have as many playmakers as they had back then. You know, they're gone now with Quinn gone and with Roquan Smith gone and, you know, Mooney. They got no receivers left. I mean,
what do you think about
it's a running game, though. The running game is what you got to worry about, though, if you're a Lions fan. You know, they just can't stop the run. And that's what the Bears are leading the NFL in running. Rushing.
Yeah, you got the best running back at quarterback.
Well, I mean, Montgomery's he's a quality runner, you know. And then you got Herbert back now. So if you guys are, you know, as guys as Lions fans, what you got to really worry about is how are they going to stop the rush? I mean, if Carolina comes out and rushes down their throat like they did, you know. I listen to that ticket when I'm in the morning sometimes, and they were talking about how the Lions had no you know how tackling's an attitude. They had no they didn't want to touch the Carolina runners. That's so exactly I don't understand where that I don't know where that attitude on defense comes from.
I'm glad to see the influence rubbing off on you too. Listen to Detroit talk radio.
It was a breaking attitude, Dan.
Yeah, because Dan, we were an unbelievably run stopping defense. We stopped some of the best running backs in football and held them to hardly anything. And that game, we suddenly broke down and couldn't. That's why I think it's just a game letdown is what I'm banking on here.
The unique thing you guys got going is that it's your quarterback is your best runner, and that's been our biggest struggle.
Rud Dog, he only ran for 12 yards or something last week. You know, his over under was 75. So they may be telling him, hey, try to pass the ball. Because I saw him, he didn't even look to run last week. He was trying to pass him more.
There's no reason. There's no reason for the Bears to risk his health with two meaningless games left because they're not going to the playoffs.
Too much potential.
So that's why I like the Bears even or the Lions more this week. because I think Justin Fields is not going to be looking to rush like he was the first time around.
He'll be able to rush if he wants to.
If he wants to, I think he's not going to. He's going to.
Yeah, I didn't see him wanting to last week against who did lose the last week?
The Bills. The Bills. I think they're happy to lose. The Bears are like putting a product out there that's going to show up, but not show out. which is really beneficial for the Lions here. QJ, do you have a question for my father?
Well, Bear fan Dan, come on, give it to me.
And I know listeners, if you're longtime listeners of the podcast, you might have known that my wife, a Packers fan, has also been on here. So look at what I'm dealing with in my life. I married a Packers fan, and my father is a fan. I like to make my life a living hell as much as I can.
We apologize. I apologize for my son fans.
Well, Bear fan Dan, since you claim the nickname Bear fan Dan, you must be a pretty big fan. So you must know the Bear Bears song. You must. So we're asking you here on the pod to sing this Bears fight song for us.
Let's hear it.
At least the chorus.
Forging backwards down the field. Yield, yield, yield.
No, that's not that's your song?
That's the wrong song.
The Bears fight song.
It's NFL football. Nobody cares about the fight song. How do you have a fight song when you're 3-14 or whatever?
You gotta have a fight song.
That's tradition.
Bear fan, man.
He's just trying to cover up for it.
Where's your team? He's covering up for the fact that he doesn't know this song.
Do you know? Oh, you don't know it? Or is it your voice?
You Lions fans are just jealous because you don't have a stadium like the Bears with a spaceship inside of it.
Yeah.
No, not for too much longer, right?
That's it.
Well, Red Dog,
you're the best site.
Lakeside property.
Red Dog, I'm sure
you're the best.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No. One of the best sites is a Lions fan, you had to admit, was when they blew up the Silverdome, right?
I don't know. You got to ask UJ that. I was too young to understand what was going on.
I actually went to a couple of games there. It was cool. I was kind of young and, it was cool because it was so big and different, you know, had a big bubble top and all that. And we ate in the restaurant there, me and my dad. And it was kind of cool. They had a dirt bike hanging from the ceiling because they also race Supercross in that place, which is my other favorite sport. And it was just really cool. It was big and it was really weird. Like you walk in, the thing was held afloat by air, you know, air pushed in there. Like when you open the front door, it almost blows your back because that pressure of the air coming out of the dome. It was really weird, but it was fun. But no, it's Ford Field's like 100 times better than that place.
Yeah, it looks like a cool field. I've never been to Ford Field, but it looks pretty cool.
We'll have to go.
Yeah, we must. Hey, let's talk about some of the great Lions of history. These are just some names that. No, there are a lot of them actually.
There's a lot Barry of them. Sanders,
Barry Sanders obviously is the greatest Lion of all time, right?
I would
probably probably the second best player, definitely the second best running back in NFL history, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Walter Payton is
second best.
I think Barry Sanders is the best running back. Walter Payton's the best player. I think there's a difference.
Interesting.
Walter Payton's a more rounded player as far as like blocking and things like that.
Even us, we were too young to see Gale Sayers and Jim Brown play. But of this era, it's got to be Barry Sanders was. I mean, he was a great runner. I mean, Walter Payton, he had some great runs too. But how about the second best Lions probably player? But both of them, Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, they didn't play long enough to be like the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Calvin Johnson had some great years too. You know
he did.
But how about a couple of their kickers they had forever, like Eddie Murray and Jason Hansen? That was like a 30-year span of two kickers. Wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Remarkable.
It was capped off with. The end of what's his face's career, the drunk guy who we got lucky to have,
Matt Prater.
Prater, he had a great stretch with us.
Yeah, Prater. So what he wanted to
both,
drink
both yeah, what's your point here? Playoff victory.
What's your point here? Bringing up these
names. Yeah,
are you getting somewhere?
Well, Yeah, a bunch of great players that did nothing in the little Matt Stafford. He was a great player, but he had to go to LA to get his Super Bowl. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, right.
How about Herman Moore?
Herman Moore, good.
Hey, there was nobody who had some greater years as a wide receiver than Herman Moore during his era.
He did.
All right, awesome. Dad, we're gonna
Chris
get
Spielman.
Any compliments ever. Like I'm
no, Chris Spielman. Chris right, Spielman
Chris,
was a great line.
Chris Spielman's up in the organization right now. So
I'm just talking about all these guys that if you talk to them, they probably will just sit there and shake their head like, why did I join this franchise? Because they could have been okay, something.
Well then, again, Chris Spielman came back. Chris Spielman came back. He is helping run.
Yeah,
right.
He's still with the organization.
He's with the team
Barry
now.
Barry Sanders is like an advocate for the Lions right now. So, all right.
That's right.
Dad, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off now. We're going to go to
one more thing, big Bear fan. Dan, you're only talking like this. You won a Super Bowl in 85, and that was pure luck, lightning in a bottle. You can only do it one year. As great a team as that was, and I'll admit that was a great team. And you could only win it one year. I'll explain that one. Never mind. Don't. You're just living on the laurels of 1985, man. And you're going to be living on it for the next 50 years, too, while we're winning multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Hey, UJ, you're exactly right. We never had Fred Flintstone light a cigar on TV and celebrate his playoff victory. Clinching.
All right. So we're going to go to Red Dog with this question.
Okay. All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1,
you're
being faced by a pride of actual... Do you want to know what 10 is? Because 10 is... Okay, 1 is you're faced by actual lions that are going to eat you and they're hungry. And 10 is you lose all your bets during New Year's on all the betting games that sports...
Well, 10's already happened probably, but I lost like 9 in a row in the college bowl.
So still to 10 then?
Right. Yeah, I told you 10.
All right.
Well, there you have it. Oh man.
Hey,
we knew we'd be in trouble with this guest, Dan.
We're beating him up pretty good, so.
Yeah. Wait, well, one other thing I want to talk about the Lions. You know, like Campbell, he's really surrounded himself with a lot of pro coaches that have had a lot of
pro
acclaimed careers, right? Let's talk about them. Deuce Staley.
Yeah.
Mark Brunell.
Yep.
Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson, who I think every open job on that Black Monday is going to come. And Ben Johnson's name is going to be mentioned, right? It's already being mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who's done a pretty good job, right? Antoine Randall L.
Wide receivers coach, yeah.
Another stud.
Yeah, right. Aaron Glenn.
Yep.
I don't know, but he's been around. He's been around as a defensive coordinator. I don't know.
He's a cornerback, I believe.
Probably find a replacement for him, actually, though. And JT Barrett. JT Barrett just barely out of the game, right? The name that we all recognize from Ohio State lore, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Johnny Morton, I had to look again because remember the Lions had a wide receiver, Johnny Morton.
Yeah.
But he was a horse of a different color, but not the same Johnny Morton.
Are you working towards a point?
Yeah, I think so. I'm curious.
Well, it's just a lot of guys that probably know the rules to help the guy that doesn't know the rules, the head guy know the rules.
He's always at some point.
Oh, my goodness. That was
no, actually, Campbell, UJ, me and you've talked about it. I thought it was kind of a joke, but he has turned into a pretty good coach. I mean, he's a fiery coach, you know, which that franchise needed, you know. Actually, I thought Calhoun was a good coach for the Lions. During his time there, because they needed a settling, calming influence on the sidelines. And then they really shifted gears to Patricia, which threw the franchise back another 5 years.
Calhoun.
Calhoun.
Caldwell, whatever his name is, right?
Oh, Caldwell.
Oh, Jim Caldwell. Oh,
yeah. Right.
Patricia,
I was
really
not a fan of the franchise back. But I was
Jim
Caldwell, for the record.
He gave him a couple good years where they were at least a consistent franchise, you know. I mean, what, they had 8-9 wins under him every year?
Mm-hmm. UJ just gives no credit to Caldwell for anything he's ever done in life because he made one error in judgment, and UJ will never forgive him for
because
it.
Because the spirit of the game eludes Caldwell. Well, when he took a Colts, I got to say this one more time. I'm sorry.
Not the only one.
Caldwell, my issue with Caldwell, he's never with the Colts. Before. They're 14-0 running the
table. Oh, yeah.
And they had a chance to be immortal, run the table, win the Super Bowl, be immortal, get those Dolphins guys to stay home from now on, you know, when it come out when the team's going to run the table again, you know. Anyway, two games to go. He started all the starters their last two games. Then you gave all of you the Super Bowl. They did lose the Super Bowl a year. But that's not the point. The point is they could have been immortal. I mean, why would you pull that away from those guys? Why would you take that away? That's the reason.
And you know what? I think it came out later, UJ. The players didn't want to sit. They wanted to run the table.
You could see when they pulled out of the game, they didn't want to sit. I still remember Manning throwing
Peyton his helmet. Peyton definitely didn't want
to sit. Miami getting pissed. Oh, man, that still bothers me to this day. I'm not even a Colts fan.
They were cruising over, who was it, the Jets, I think? Like they were just cruising
anyway,
that game, too.
Yeah.
They got carried away at that point, but that's why I'll never give him.
All right, so
none of his success with the Lions, UJ will never give him credit.
All right, so let's near the end. Here, before we go, Bear fan Dan, Dad, what is your prediction for the upcoming game here this weekend?
I think the Lions win 27-17.
Hey!
Yeah, whoa!
I think, wow!
I think the Lions lose at Green Bay next week.
Oh,
like 31-17.
I finally saw a sliver of hope in my life.
Wait.
And then you just shut
it
out. I'm
confused right now. You're the first to predict your team's loss.
You know what the worst part about the Lions being around 500 and being decent is that Big Z won't win any football pools anymore because, like, he usually wins like 3 or 4 football pools a year. That's when the Lions win those games because everybody else is putting 16 on the other team. So then the Lions sneak up and win like 3 or 4 games, and Big Z's winning the confidence pools.
Right.
But now that they're like 500, people are picking back and forth, so it's not as easy to win the pools. See,
I get it. But hey, I think you're the first ever person who came in the den here and picked the Lions over their team.
You are. The Bears are in total tank job here. Total tank job. But you know, they have no playmakers left. The only playmaker left, really, I mean, Montgomery's playing for his next contract. So he's a playmaker. But Fields has nobody to throw the ball, and nor do I think he has the skills yet to throw the ball. And they're trying to tell him, don't run, you know. Don't get hurt, you know.
Yeah.
Although that's the new NFL. You can't hit the guy anyway. So maybe he'll run for run for 147 against the Lions again, but I think, you know, he'll keep it close. Like, that's one of the things that kind of stinks when the Lions are doing good like they have the last 6 weeks or so, because the games that they've won, they've really dominated, and it hasn't come down to the end, you know? And even the Carolina game, it wasn't usually a Lions game is like they're up 30-10 and they lose 31-30, right?
Yeah,
right. So, all right.
I just agree to this characterization, Dan. You're not going to.
Well, my prediction is that the Lions win this week, but they lose in Green Bay.
Yeah. All right. So, we don't accept it.
Me and UJ have talked about it a little bit. You know, it amazes me that the Lions fans, a lot of them are very down on Goff. And I've said it since the day that the Lions got Goff. I mean, you know, he's having one of his best years of his career right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a couple good years with the Rams, but that was with the Rams who were a loaded team. But, you know, even against Carolina Sunday, he had a great game. I looked at his stats. I was like, wow, the problem wasn't him. It was the defense, you know.
And that one fumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
I mean, his touchdowns.
All right, so I think we're gonna wrap up the segment here.
I think Z's trying to pull out the hook.
Z's trying to shut you down.
Well, Bear Fan Dan can go on for hours, it seems, right here. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, we might need to have you on for an extended episode there.
I think this is really cool you guys do this with this Lions thing. You guys got strong stomachs because you've been watching a lot. You guys are the most loyal Lions guys I know, you know.
A lot of Kool-Aid, Dan. A lot of Kool-Aid.
A lot of Kool-Aid.
I appreciate you, Dan, not sharing some of the stories from my youth about watching the Lions, too.
So. Rud Dog, sometimes there's just not enough Kool-Aid.
Not on this podcast. Oh, it's blowing.
All right. Bear fan Dan, we want to thank you for entering the line. It looks like you'll barely escape thanks to your prediction of predicting your team to lose this upcoming Sunday. A first, so we will allow you to escape with your life, and I guess you are my father, so I think that means something. I guess we'll for now, no Luke Skywalker. Darth
He's going to put you
situation.
In a home as soon as he can.
Big Z, we won't go into the year that I grounded you from watching the Lions. We won't go into that.
Nope. Appreciate that.
What? I don't know if that was the 0-16 year. It might have been the 1-15
year. No, it was the year that John Kitna and the Detroit Lions started off, what was it, 7-2 and ended up 7-9?
Oh.
It was that year.
Yeah.
So, all right. We'll wrap it up here. Thank you, Bear Fan Dan. We appreciate it. And we will, I'm sure, have you on at another point in the future. Bears are continuously under 500.
Thanks, Bear Fan Dan.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, that was one for the record books.
It was, and shows, so just, I mean, we came by at the same time, moving on to our predictions. So as I mentioned, Lions 6-point favorites, over under 52. This is at home, Lions' last home game of the season. They will not be hosting one. If they get in the playoffs, it'll probably be the 7th seed. So make it loud, make it proud at Ford Field because it's the last one of the year there. But let's go to UJ first. Let's go to your prediction.
Okay, I'll just make it real quick here. I think our defense will have a pretty solid game from last week. And we won't totally stop the run, but we're going to – it's all the Bears do, basically, well. And but I think we're going to hold them reasonably well. I'm not going to say how many yards, but maybe 150 yards rushing or less. I think the offense – I think it's going to be a close game in the first half is what I think. I think the Bears are going to, but as the second half comes around, I think the Lions are going to run away with it. Goff and the offense are going to light it up. I hope to see, what I'm really hoping to see this week is our run game come alive a little bit. And I know Campbell has given it some lip service this week that they're going to work on. And usually anytime he says he's going to work on something, that thing gets better. So hopefully this week our running game will get better. So I'm predicting over 100 yards rushing for us combined. I'm not 100-yard rusher yet, but 100 to 150 yards rushing on the ground for us. And I think we're going to kind of win reasonably. I think it's going to be 31-17 Lions.
All right. Ooh, all right. Lions scored 31 last time against them. It was a 31-month victory and big comeback in the fourth quarter, if you don't recall.
Yeah.
Turned around this season in a lot of ways. Let's go to Rud Dog.
First win of the Yeah, so UJ had some good points there. I think we addressed some very specific things that need to be addressed this week. Dan Campbell talked about it, and we'll get better as a run team. But like, I think this game, I think now that we've kind of broke that little, you know, pressure bubble we had of playoff talk and all that stuff, like, I just think that this team's going to be refocused. And this Bears team that we beat by the hair of, you know, on our chin the first time, I think they're going to see the team that we've really become over these last seven games. And this is going to be a whole different game. I don't think it's going to be that close. I think we're going to handle them pretty well. Mm. You know, it'll be a tough game. They'll trade blows. But ultimately, I think the Lions are going to come through this really nice with 39 points.
Ooh.
I think the offense is just going to be humming this week. I think that run game is going to get going, and that's just going to open up Goff. And I predict that J-Mo is going to get another score this week and catch another pass for a big play. So at least two big plays. I think they're going to get him a little more intentional with him, because it's really weird how they have it, and I think there's no reason to, unless he's hurt and we don't know about it. I think this is the week he's going to show up with some nice plays and some intentional designs to him. And so he's gonna be a big part of that, and the run game is gonna be much more effective, over 100 yards, and the defense is gonna get the job done for the most part. They're gonna give up one run touchdown and a field goal. So 39-10, Detroit baby.
All right, I like it. Good. I like
victory
it
to lead us Ooh, into yeah. the playoff clinch.
I like it. So yeah, as I was kind of mentioning in the Lions Den, I think the Bears are doing what they have to kind of come play a decent game, but I don't think the organization wants to win. I think they keep their top two draft pick either for trade back and get a bunch of draft capital, which they desperately need, or like the Will Anderson, Jalen Carter type. So I think they are coming into this game. Nobody in NFL comes to lose. But some of the decision making and maybe Justin Fields being a little more reserved in his rushing will really help the Lions win this game. I think it's going to be, I think six is too low, the spread. So I'm going to go, it's going to be a 10 point victory at least. I'll go 34-20. I'll go 34-20. I think the overhit Lion home over hit a lot. I do think the Bears do enough to make it somewhat interesting. But the Lions ultimately are going to show up here and get ready for that big game in Week 18. But they cannot look ahead, like Red Dog mentioned in the Lions Den. They cannot look ahead. You can never look ahead in the NFL. But and I think Amon Ra goes over 100 yards again. He went 110 for 10 catches for 110 last time against the Bears. 10 for 119, sorry. And he performs really well against the Bears. And Jamal Williams is back in the end zone this week. So. There's our pins. Oh, yeah. Everybody predicts the Lions to win. Even Bear fan Dan, he even predicts the Lions to win. So I love it. I love it. I think America's on our side
ever
as well. So wow, what an episode! What an episode! Finally, glad to get my dad on here. I'm sure we'll get him on more in the future as well. If you like, or if you want to give your prediction, go on Twitter at Drinking Lion. Set us up on there. Message us your prediction for the game. Instagram, Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Send us a message or whatever. Maybe repost your prediction on there as well. And we want to thank our producer, of course, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
God, you guys just don't even listen to anything.
Anyway,
and we also want to thank sidelinereport.com for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. But if you somehow can't go on there and listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate that, especially if you've been listening for a while and they haven't left a review yet on Apple or on Spotify. It's just stars. You don't leave a comment. But either way, always greatly appreciate that. Bad or good, you know, whatever. We appreciate all opinions. But really, that, That's it. You know, this is December 28th recording this on. We only got a few more days till New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. There's a lot of football, college, football playoff, week 17 of the NFL season. Oh, I mean, this is the best time of the year. Just football everywhere, every day, almost hour. It's a lot of fun.
And the Kool-Aid is, lots of other things are flowing too. So be careful driving out there, folks. Hopefully you don't have to drive.
Drink responsibly, of course.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
Public service message for the day.
Yes. Otherwise, we want to thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. Have a safe, happy New Year. Well, healthy is going to be tough for us, at least. But, you know, safe and happy.
Intense booze inhaling is always good.
A lot of Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid will be flowing heavily.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to thank everybody. We'll be back maybe with a New Year's Day edition of reacting to the Lions-Bears game. We'll be watching it with Bear fan Dan. And it sounds like he'd be rooting for the Lions, I guess, because he picked them to win. Anyways, so I'm rambling, but let's wrap it up. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go!
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 Happy New Year, folks! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock! Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain. A Lions victory!
Go!
Lions!
We did it! All right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.